Imithetho emitha ibalisa oweZimbabwe Media Commission Act, Media Practitioners Bill, lowe Broadcasting Amendment Act. Isikhulume sikahulumende uMnumzana Nick Mangwana uthe uhulumende usebenza ngamandla ukuguqula imithetho encindezela intatha ezindaba uthi ufuna zikhululeke emsebenzini yazo.
Njengohulumende weZimbabwe silokholo lokuthi abantu bakhulume izifiso zabo, intatha ezindaba zisebenze zikhululekile. Yikho nje siphakathi kokuguqula imithetho ukwenzela ukuthi kube le ndlela elula yokukhulula lokukhipha imigoqo evimbela izintathe zindaba ukuze zisebenze kuhle. Ukuze lokhu kwenzeke kumele imibiko yemimethi imemethekiswe ngonozindaba lula ukuze ifinyelele abantu.
UMnumzana Godwin Phiri wekomishini elawula ukusebenza kwentathe zindaba lokubhaliswa kwazo eZimbabwe Media Commission uthi uqakathekile ukuthi intathe zindaba zisebenze zikhululekile.
NjengeZimbabwe Media Commission sithanda ukuthi ngaleli langa sikhuthaze bonke abantu ukuthi baziphathe ngendlela ezenza ukuthi labo intathele zindaba zethu zisebenze zikhululekile. Akukhathekele ukuthi kungabe kungubani esikhundleni siphi, wonke umuntu kumele ahloniphe amalungelo entathele zindaba.
Phakathi kwenkinga ezibhekane lentathe zindaba ngalesi sikhathi kunanzwa lolu suku kunembiko ethi ezesifazane ezithi ezazo inhlupho ziphethwe kabili ngoba ziyancindezelwa lokuhlukunyezwa emsebenzini njalo zingaphiwa izikhundla zobukhokheli. UPatience Zirima ngumqondisi weGender and Media Connect Zimbabwe.
Radio, television, print and digital platforms as well. Women also face violations that include sexual harassment and online violence, which are two of the biggest challenges we probably will see in
Ethelin Ncube intathe zindaba esebenza elinye iphephandaba lakoBulawayo uthi njengesifazana uthwele nzima.
Nzima enhlangana labo njengentatheli engumama. Kwesinye isikhathi uyadudinga isitori ku-investigation. Kumele kube ngumuntu ongubaba, umuntu ongubaba kungeyokhomentayo. Instead futhi akhomente aqala ukukhombisa, ngawukhombisa umyale isitori asisaphumi.
Omunye wesifazana oyintathe zindaba esebenzela umsakazo weSkies Metro koBulawayo ube yinkosi Diamond Maphosa uthi wamkela inguquko eyenziwa nguhulumende yokumthetho yokusakaza.
Hayi, kulo tshintsho thile sesilubonile kakhulu when it comes to ama-policies ade khona singakhangela ayipha that has been scrapped. So kusenza umsebenzi wethu ube lula ke njengentatheli zindaba.
Uloft Dube ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe. Yena ke uthi inhlanganiso yakhe izama ngamandla wonke ukuthi intatheli zindaba zisebenze zikhululekile eZimbabwe.
Kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwamapholisa labagcina imithetho ngendlela intatheli zindaba ezingabe zisebenza ngayo. Kodwa njengoba ngisisho njalo nje, kodwa kusakunengi okufuze kwenzakale ukuthi kutshintshwe indlela intatheli ezisebenza ngayo kulale esithi Zimbabwe Media Commission Act lale esithi Media Practitioners Bill okufuze ukukhangelwe yona.
Inhlanganiso yentatheli zindaba yeMisa Zimbabwe embikweni yawo yalolu suku ikhuthaza intatheli zindaba ukuthi zisabalalise imibiko ngomumo womkhathi lezemvelo lesikhudumezi esifana lase-El Nino esenza ukuthi indawo eziningi zingatholi izuleleneli emhlubuleni wengazansi ye-Afrika. Umbalisi ekolitshini le-NUST uMnumzana Methuseli Moyo uthi intatheli zindaba azethuleli uzulu imibiko egcweleyo nesomiso esikhona.
Ayabhala lapha lalaphana kodwa akusikho lokhuyana okungathi kuyabonisa ukuthi ama-journalist kumba bezemidia bakunanzelela ukuthi climate change into enkulu kanganani. Njalo sinanzelela izinto eziphambanisa umkhathi ezenziwa ngama-government, ezenziwa ngamakhampani ukuze kuvezwe obala. Ukuze kubiselwe emuva kuthiwa i-rolling back i-climate change.
Isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe namhla besile ngxoxo mpikiswano koBulawayo emalana losuku lolu ebiphethwe ngabezindaba abesayithi lapho kukhulunywe khona ngakabanzi ngokuqakatheka kwentatheli zindaba ekulondolozeni ezemvelo. Lo nyaka ilanga le-WPFD lazwa phansi kwendikimba ethi A Press for the Planet, Journalism in the Face of Environmental Crisis. Usuku lwe-World Press Freedom Day laqala kunanza umnyaka 1993 ngemva kwenkuthazo yenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations emizameni yokukhumbuza ohulumende bamazwe omhlaba ukuthi bahloniphe amalungelo entatheli zindaba ukuze zisebenze zikhululekile zingahlukunyezwa okukhokhelela ukuthini uzulu afinyelele ulwazi lemibiko eqakathekileyo ngesikhathi. Ngiyimele studio 7 koBulawayo egama lami Jesus Banda.